And joining us this morning is El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder. Great to see you, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Renee?
Doing great, and yourself?
Good, good.
And I know we have a lot to talk about. And you know what? All morning long, we've been talking about a lot of stuff that's happening up at the state capitol. And this is one of those. Yep. It's a huge concern for you and law enforcement agencies across the state. It's House Bill 1263. Is that right?
It is.
And explain this bill.
Well, it's a bill that was presented to take the possession of Schedule 1 and Schedule 2 drugs from being a Class 4 felony to a Class 1 misdemeanor, thereby removing prison time from the offenders of possession of these drugs.
Okay.
So Schedule 1 and Schedule 2 drugs have are both controlled federally and in the state. They have a high risk of abuse, and it's just they have no medical use. There's a ton of them, like LSD, heroin.
I was going
to
say, could you explain? Yeah, give some of examples of these.
Psilocybin mushrooms, heroin, LSD, peyote, mescaline. These have no useful medical purpose. They are typically just used for a cheap high. Those are in Schedule 1. Schedule 2 is all of the opioids that we're concerned with: opium, cocaine, codeine, PCP, fentanyl, okay, methamphetamine, oxycodone. You know, we're right in the middle of an opioid crisis in the country.
Right,
we've had a ton of overdoses throughout the years. We're highly concerned about that. We're seeing in Colorado Springs alone, just for heroin, in Colorado Springs alone, the average user is 15 to 25 years old. Why in the world are we going to make these crimes misdemeanors? We've been opposed to that since the beginning. County Sheriffs of Colorado is unanimously opposed. The District Attorney's Council is unanimously opposed, with the exception of one district attorney in Denver. You know, we're trying to control some of the craziness,
right,
that's going on. We've been pushing hard. It is through the House. It has been approved through the floor of the House. It's now in the Senate. It's going to be in front of Senate Finance tomorrow afternoon, and then onto the Senate floor for approval. We anticipate that it'll pass the way some of these others have. We've been in Denver a number of times. We've taken a bunch of people up to testify. It just doesn't seem to affect it.
Now, Sheriff, you were telling me that some other communities across the country have done this and made these drugs misdemeanors, and it is kind of, is backfired the right word for it?
Yeah, it's completely backfired. Seattle, for one, has done that. You want to see a really good portrait of what has happened in Seattle, watch Seattle is Dying on YouTube. It's an amazing, it's an hour-long piece that was done by a Seattle TV station. But it talks about the effects of what happened when they changed their felony, okay, drug possession to misdemeanors. The mental health issues that we're not able to treat go across the board. We're working extremely hard to deal with mental health issues and without jailing people. We're trying to lower our average daily population,
right,
by doing a ton of different things. And all this bill does is increase those numbers significantly, because instead of going to prison for felony possession, after we've given them all kinds of treatment options and all kinds of ways to keep from getting a felony, they continue to do it because they can't kick it. And now we're just going to put them in jails. It's going to increase the cost substantially to jails across the state.
Well, and we've talked about and several times, Sheriff, is about the jail population here in El Paso County, and it's a huge concern for you.
It absolutely is. We've been working, like I said, we've been working really, really hard to lower our average daily population. We're actually in a position today where, knock on wood, we're getting things a little more controlled. We're trying to lower that because I don't want to get to the point that we can't put any more inmates in there, so we have to build a bigger jail. That's
right.
Not a good option. But we're getting there with all of this increased pressure on our jails, all of these things that are stopping us from being able to proactively work on things, give people a chance to get off of drugs as opposed to,
right,
being put in jail or put in prison. And this thing just completely backfires.
And I know you have talked about it with commissioners on the possible jail increase. And right now, everybody's just kind of breaks on it, including yourself.
Exactly.
And commissioners, because we're still trying to figure everything out.
Right. You know, we've got, like I said, we've got a problem with mental health, clearly. Yeah. And we've got to deal with mental health issues better in the community. We've got to either focus on treating mental health or we're going to build a new jail. There's no two ways around it. The numbers have increased so dramatically over the last 5 years that we can't continue to ignore one method or another. And so we've been having a lot of discussions with state and county employees about how can we deal with this mental health crisis better. I've got, you know, our Beacon team, our behavioral health team.
I was going to say, you guys had to form a team
right,
to help with this.
Right, and so and the city did as well. And between the two, we're doing a great job at keeping people out of the jail. The head of our Beacon team, Kerry Bolton, is applied to the governor's task force on behavioral health, which I think will give us a voice.
Okay.
I think that that's a really good good way to go. We're hopeful that we can continue to affect the average daily population by taking a number of small bites at the apple.
And this is not just, and before we have to take a quick break, Sheriff, but this is not just in Southern Colorado. This is all across the state, all across the country, right? It's having to see law enforcement agencies and, you know, first responders have to kind of go to this model for the behavioral health kind of approach.
Right. Since, since we got out, the country got out of the mental health management business back in the 60s and 70s and decided to mainstream everyone with mental health issues. The jails are now where they end up. When they commit crimes, they end up in our jails. They get the better treatment in the jails because they can't afford the treatment in the community. Mm-hmm. We've got to do this differently because this is not working.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll have more with El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder coming up on KRDO's Morning News. Okay, we've got just a couple more minutes to talk with El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder, who's joining us this morning. And Sheriff, I was kind of asking you, so where does marijuana fall in with this, into the, you know, the House Bill 1263? It does not fall under a scheduled drug, does it?
No, it's still a scheduled drug, but we aren't paying any attention to where it's scheduled right now. We're far more concerned about those hardcore drugs that I was talking about mm-hmm. before. We continue to focus on black market marijuana. In fact, this last month we had one of the largest seizures yeah. we've ever had, 758 plants. It was unbelievable the size of that grow. So there's a lot more out there. Just so far this year, we've executed 16 search warrants in the first quarter of the year. We've seized over 1,500 plants. Tons of marijuana concentrate is what we're starting to find. And made a number of arrests. We continue to focus on those black market marijuana grows.
And again, like you said, continues to be a top priority. And you have to work with the city and other area law enforcement agencies for this, don't you?
Right. Yeah, we are part of a metropolitan task force, the Metro Vice Narcotics and Intelligence Unit. It's made up of Colorado Springs Police Department, Sheriff's Office, Fountain, and some other federal jurisdictions.
Right.
We've also we also put people on different task forces, on federal task forces with DEA and FBI, ATF. Those task forces have made unbelievable numbers of seizures in some of these large drugs, kilos and kilos of cocaine and heroin. And that was a press conference that they did down in Pueblo last week on a huge organization that has been taken
right
apart.
Yeah, and they were searching for some people, and
right, which is what makes part of that 1263 so crazy, is if we make it a misdemeanor where use is going to be okay, that drives up the need for these drugs, which increases the market, which, you know, it's just a business proposition to
bring in more drugs.
Right, and we've already got plenty.
Right. And when again are they expected to vote on that?
So tomorrow it goes in front of Senate Finance. It'll probably be on the floor of the Senate for second reading on Friday, my guess. It can't go for the final vote on the same day that it's in second. So it'll probably be Monday.
Okay.
It'll get its final vote on Monday. I'm hoping that a lot of the information that we've sent, that other sheriffs have sent, that the district attorney's office has presented, will sway a couple of votes in the Senate. I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
Okay, Sheriff. Well, keep us posted on all
I will
of
do
this.
That.
Thank
I
you.
I will do that.
El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. And have people reach out. People
absolutely.
Reach out to senators and representatives and speak your piece.
Absolutely. Okay, Sheriff Elder, thank you. 750 KRDO's Morning News.